Aloha, I'm Cindy Palos, and this is Mystical Perspectives, a weekly show with affirmations, insights, meditations, based on Dr. Paul Leon's master's books and teachings. In the series, there are weekly readings and meditations based on Dr. Master's book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. It's a beautiful book, and it brings you all kinds of inspiring seed thoughts, great affirmations that can really, truly change your life. We're giving you a metaphysical view of how to really use this in your life using practical mysticism. Dr. Masters was the founder of the International Metaphysical Ministry and the University of Metaphysics, and I've studied with them for over 50 years. And having gone through some of these affirmations in the book, I have really found that they are indeed life-changing. By the way, you can get them at metaphysics.com and amazon.com. That's the book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, as well as the other book he has out, Mystical Insights, Knowing the Unknown, available at metaphysics.com and amazon.com. Today's show is based on affirmations from that book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, and the topic is living your daily life in Christ mind consciousness. Now, if you happen to be following along and have the book, this is a great subject, and you can actually look at the book, or if you get the book later, refer to the book, and this is on page 26. The first affirmation is awakening. Upon awakening from sleep each day, I take a few moments dedicated to bring God's presence, will, and consciousness that direct me from within myself. I'm going to repeat that, and if you wish to follow along, you can. Upon awakening from sleep each day, I take a few moments to dedicate the day to God's presence, will, and consciousness that direct me from within myself. Now, this is a key. We actually set our intention many times unconsciously when we awake in the morning. And that should be a time where you're very, very, very susceptible to programming your mind, because your mind has just been cleared out. You've gone through sleep. You've gone through all the subconscious clearing. And you are setting your intention for the day. I was remembering when I heard the wonderful teacher, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, talk about his schedule. Now, he gets up very early, as I do every morning, and before dawn, and he says he always, first thing he does is sets his intention for the day. There's great power in setting your intention from the day. So right after awakening from sleep, take a few moments and dedicate your day to having God's presence and consciousness direct you from within yourself. This is following up on what we talked about last week. This is how God can guide you. This is how God can be your life coach. If you are indeed open to being directed and you set that intention, you are indeed putting into work, well, like it's like the reminder on your phone, a little reminder into your subconscious that goes right to the source of asking for the presence and that beautiful power of God's consciousness to direct you from within yourself. Now, the next time to do it is a midday renewal at midpoint, right? Now, why? Because, well, you can start off with the best of intentions, and things can really be wonderful when you wake up. And then when you get through the day, there's some challenges, and so you need to reinforce that and reinitiate this at midday. So here's the affirmation on midday renewal. At the midpoint of my daily activities, I dedicate the remainder of the day to God's renewing energy and peace that exists within my soul, mind, body, beingness. Let's repeat that. At the midpoint of my daily activities, I dedicate the remainder of the day to God's renewing energy and peace that exists within my soul, mind, beingness. I have found that this is really, really helpful. In fact, sometimes I get so completely in a spin by midday, I forget to do it. Now, if I can make a point of going and doing yoga at midday, that's a perfect time to reset that. Sometimes I'll just remember to say, God be with me. But that is dedicating yourself to that renewing energy and peace that is within your soul, mind, body, beingness. So this is something that's very, very powerful. We get very, very busy, and we are trying to live with that same awareness as you would when you go to church on Sunday morning, but we're trying to do it daily. So we have to really put into work all these reminders. They even have apps now, by the way, where you can set the time to set off a little bell to remind you to do that. And here's the evening one to do it, evening gratitude, it said. At the conclusion of my day's activities, I dedicate all that has happened to God's presence, giving God credit for all good and releasing all that seems negative or unfavorable to God's healing light presence within me. I'll repeat that. At the conclusion of my day's activities, just take some time there. Bring that light and love into your heart and say, at the conclusion of my day's activities, I dedicate all that has happened to God's presence, giving God credit for all good and releasing all that seems negative or unfavorable to God's healing light presence within me. Now, this works in a lot of different ways. Before we go to sleep, and there's been so many studies on this, some of the last things you're thinking about before you go to sleep are what you program into your mind. Now, what you're doing is, by releasing it, you're releasing anything that you may think is unfavorable, any issues that came up, to God's healing light presence within you. So then that can be vacuum cleaned and sucked right out, and light can be put in to replace that. And anything good that's happening, well, this is also powerful in lots of ways, because when you are grateful for the good that happens, you are indeed bringing in a lot of positive energy. Try to remember at the end of the day to think of about five things, if you can, five wonderful things that you think are very valuable. I might add that this is one of the things that Oprah Winfrey says is one of the strongest things in her life to do, to always do that gratitude. And there's an app for that as well. But all you have to do is remember at the end of the day to give gratefulness and gratitude and be grateful to God for all the good things that happened. And when you do that, you're setting a really positive energy field. If there's anything that hasn't been cleared, there's anything that was upsetting you, release that and turn that over to God's healing power. And here's a sleep attunement. Just before I am about to go to sleep each day, I take a moment to declare that during sleep, God's presence is healing and renewing me, while planting guidance thoughts just below the conscious level of my mind that I will become aware of during my waking activities. Now, I'm going to repeat that one. Sleep attunement. This is right before you go to sleep. Just before I sense that I'm about to go to sleep each day, I take a moment to declare that during sleep, God's presence healing and renewing me is healing and renewing me, while planting guidance thoughts just below the conscious level of my mind that I will become aware of during my waking activities. Now, I know many creative musicians that say, wow, the song just came to me in my sleep, and the first thing I did when I woke up, I just wrote it down. Or if you have some questions, there were wonderful, wonderful geniuses that always took that time and say some of the most brilliant answers to questions came while they were sleeping. What they were doing is going into their higher level of soul consciousness. And they were, who knows who touching who, but they were reaching the highest states. And then, when they woke up, they had the answer to their questions. This is a very, very, very powerful thing to do. So remember sleep attunement. The next one is meditation. I recognize that the time I spend in the state of meditation is the most important part of my day, for it maintains and reestablishes my connection to God's presence at the innermost center of consciousness within me. And I'll repeat that. You can join along if you wish. I recognize that the time I spend in the state of meditation is the most important part of my day, for it maintains or reestablishes my connection to God's presence at the innermost center of the consciousness within me. Now, almost in every single affirmation, you will note that Dr. Masters always brings in the power of meditation. And I've been meditating every day of my life since I've been 14 years old. And I have to tell you, ask anyone, it changes your life. There are so many people now meditating that it amazes me. On my Insight Timer app, I see about 350,000 people a day are meditating. And that's just on that app. We are making a difference, folks, by getting together and meditating. We're making a difference for the world, and we're making a difference within our own energy field. That time you take, and some people say, I just don't have time to meditate. Well, get up earlier. I get up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and sometimes I sleep into 4:15 or 4:30. But get up early. I get up early just so I can meditate, because the day starts and gets really busy. But you want that those first few moments after you have awoken, dedicating to sitting down and making that most important part of your day, your connection to God's presence. Ask God to be with you. Breathe deep, relax, go into that place where your soul is. Allow the I am that I am presence to be there. It reestablishes your connection to God. And it also resets your intention. And it gives you the guidance, the time to connect and get the guidance you need in your life. I always write down after I meditate any messages that come. And every day I get messages, every single day. Now, you may just think it's a word or two, but once you start writing, sometimes a magical thing happens. All of a sudden, writing just happens. And you've opened up that guidance directly from God. The next affirmation is visualization. Periodically, as I am about my daily activities, I visualize or imagine that the entire interior of my body, at a spiritual level of consciousness, is filled with God's presence as the light which I recognize as my ultimate, absolute, Christ self-reality, one with God. Now, we all know the power of affirmations, and we know the power of meditation. What's important here is bringing in the visualization. Now, those are keys. If you can affirm, meditate, and visualize, you are creating a very potent field for manifesting. So as you go around, just take a few moments and visualize that the entire interior of your body, at that body of light level, is filled with God's presence as the light, which is your ultimate absolute Christ self-reality, one with God. Building your light body is so powerful. What you're doing is actually creating the light body that you will take with you after you drop your physical body. Next one is intuitive guidance. God's presence within me, as my ultimate Christ, self-guides and directs my thoughts and feelings as I go about my daily activity. You can join in. God's presence within me, as my ultimate Christ, self-guides and directs my thoughts and feelings as I go about my daily activities. Now, this is very, very powerful. This is where you are doing the practical mysticism because it's so easy to really be in a peaceful state and connect. And sometimes it can be difficult in meditation. But as you're going about your daily activities, it's so easy to get off base or let your ego or let your mind or let your whole body get out of control. It's that time where you're actually out and doing your daily work that it's so powerful to remember the intuitive guidance to direct you to do what's right. How many times have you experienced a close encounter that could have been deadly? Maybe it was an accident and you just missed maybe hitting someone, or maybe something happened and you turned one way just in time. That's the guardian angels. That's the intuitive guidance. That's the presence guiding you even when you're not aware of it. And you can have that for going to work for you throughout the entire day when you open up this source, this channeling, to let that ultimate Christ self-guide and direct your thoughts. The next affirmation is Christ self-God-doer. And we can again share this together if you want, wish. But I'll read it first, and then you can repeat after me if you want. At the beginning and periodically, as I go about my daily activities, I declare that it is God's presence, will, love, and power working through the Christ self part of my mind and body that is the actual doer of all that is being done and accomplished. I'll repeat it. You can join along. At the beginning and periodically as I go about my daily activities, I declare that it is God's presence, will, love, and power working through the Christ self part of my mind and body that is the actual doer of all that is being done and accomplished. Now, what you're doing here is you're turning your will over to God. You're turning your personal ego over to God. You're recognizing that God's presence is working through you. Now, this is what Christ did. This is the power of Christ consciousness. This is being in that state always. Now, not a lot of people can do this, and it takes a lot of time. I've been practicing for over 50 years, and I haven't got it down yet. But you know what? It's always part of the learning field of living. We're here to learn. So the more we get back on track with it and set up that Christ consciousness energy in our daily lives, the better we get at it, the more we learn. And the last affirmation here is my daily life. I recognize that my daily life is going about God's business, meaning releasing my personal will to God's will, as God, working through my Christ mind, self, and body, goes about taking care of my outer physical world business, releasing me from the anxiety and stress of doing through personal selfhood. I repeat that. I recognize that my daily life is going about God's business, meaning releasing my personal will to God's will, as God, working through my Christ mind, self, and body, goes about taking care of my outer physical world business, releasing me from the anxiety and stress of doing through personal selfhood. Now, there's so much proof and so much talk about stress and the dangers of stress. And it's because we're trying to do. We are not humans being so much anymore as humans doing. Have you noticed that? We're humans doing, 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 doing. And when we're doing, we're not allowing our being self to just be. In the perfect world, we would just be, well, we let Christ do the doing. But you know what? Your relationship to God is one of the most important relationships in your life. And that's what this is all about, maintaining that God presence throughout your day, throughout your life, throughout your whole being, and in beyond this life too. This is the mystic path. This is the path of direct inner contact with God. And It's so beautiful. There's so many blessings that happen and ways you learn when you follow this direct contact with God and let it go to daily work in your life. You know, you have to make it a daily practice of living with that Christ mind consciousness. You connect with God in the morning, at lunch, and at night, and right before you go to sleep, and you learn to build that strong connection. And your soul plays a major role in this too. The soul knows your purpose. Your soul is always partly connected to that spirit and to God. And once you establish that soul connection, then the magic starts happening. Then the mystical aspect of practical mysticism can be put to work, and you can be connected to that wonderful state of Christ consciousness. And the tools you learn in meditation can always be put to work in your daily life. A few things to reflect on that might block this from happening is ask yourself these questions. Do you feel worthy of God's love? Are you open to receiving God's love? Do you have any blocks to remove to live with God's love? Are you willing to commit time to be with God? Do you believe you can become God's beloved? What can you give back to God? Do you want to serve God? What can you do to serve God? How can you become a living expression of God's love? Now, these are all questions that you can ask yourself in meditation and wait and get the answer from within. Because that time in meditation when you bring this up is really the most important part of your day. It's the time you set a tone for all the rest of your day. It's a time when inspiration is born within you. It's a time when you feel that with God all things are possible, and that is the truth. And when you set an intention, it'll help you get towards your goal. So take the time and make that intention to spend time each and every day living with God's love. And make a space in your home. Make sure you have an altar, light a candle. Take the time to really just be with God. Let's do a little meditation together here. Let's go into a lovely space within you. Let's go to that place where you can take a few breaths and we will together join in to that lovely place within where God's presence is possible. It's always there. You just need to take the time to bring it forth. So make sure your back is erect and take some time to receive the inner guidance and that clear connection you have with God. The mind becomes more sensitive and trained to be able to receive inner impressions that relate to outer consciousness the more you practice doing this. So let's breathe in deep. Take four breaths. One, two, three, four. Breathe into the count of four. Be very conscious of your breathing. Hold your breath for 4 seconds and breathe out to the count of four. Breathe into the count of four. Hold your breath and breathe out to the count of four. Breathing in, being aware of your breath and releasing any tension or distractions as you breathe out. With each breath, recognize the miracle of life that's happening in every single breath you breathe. Merge with that pure energy that you can direct with and use to realize the power you have to connect with God and to love others as you love yourself. Now go to that inner place of your soul's consciousness. Dwell in the center of the soul's light. Still the mind and allow the stillness to bring you the peace that passeth all understanding. Right there within you, it is present in the quiet, the voice of the soul that can be heard in the silence. Let it speak to you and listen and receive any messages, any energy that it brings to you. Listen. Receive the energy. Breathe in that light, for the language of the soul is made of light. If there's any questions, allow the answers to come to you. Trust in your inner guidance and see and feel and recognize and be aware of the whisperings of truth that come alive in you. And in receptive silence, wait for the impressions or messages to come. For as the mind asks, the soul hears, and the voice of the soul is a treasure that is alive right there in your very center of being. Breathe it into your very being. Merge with it and learn the gifts it brings right from the direct source of God to yourself. Realize that you have a way to let spirit speak to your soul. Give thanks for that spirit, that presence of God that brings the blessings of light, that brings the blessings of love, that brings you messages to help your life. And if there's any messages, take time to write down what comes to you. Thank you, God, for this time in meditation. And recognize this beautiful gift that comes from within, that comes directly as you connect with your soul and God. I wrote this message, under the direction of God, life takes on new meaning. Lay yourself down at the feet of the one who leads you to the path of great light. Let the light feed the flame of hope. Let the light touch your soul. Let the light guide you and lead you to the one, and give control to the Holy Spirit of the Lord, the one who knows your name. Let the light come and lift you home and bring you back again. You are a child of light, and the Father is always calling you and guiding you on. You can practice the purpose you came here for and be a part of that one who knows the direction and can see the way. In the silence, you can sense the presence of the Holy Spirit surrounding your essence. Can you feel the space around you shift to call upon Him and the heavenly gifts? Can you sense the light as it fills your mind and body and soul with the blessings of His eternal love and the chance to become whole? Do you convey this precious blessing of God's great gift of love? For God speaks to you as His beloved, and are you ready to be loved? He comes to you as the waves that crash upon the shore again and again in each moment, in each breath you breathe without end. He is calling to reunite you with your true self, with every entrancing vision, with the sacred wind that caresses your life, and the rain that kisses the petals from creation's holy garden. It shakes new blossoms to fall upon your soul and the earth below. You are a new blossom of such beauty. You can awaken now to show the true naked beauty that your soul can behold, so your spirit can dance and shimmer with joy in the morning light. For the celebration of your relationship with God is the very key to open the door to love and life. For God is with you always. Are you prepared for this relationship that's there? For He is here and calling. Are you ready? Are you ready and prepared? And when you stop to decide to open up your mind, take a look inside and say yes to God, you will find that you are finally free to become the beloved and the loved if you can just believe this miracle is always waiting for you with the greatest gift of God's love for you to receive. I'm going to close with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer in English. Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. I thank you so much for spending the time with me today. The book we've been working from is Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. That book, as well as Mystical Insights, Knowing the Unknown, is available at metaphysics.com and amazon.com, or you can go to my website, mysticalperspectives.com, for a complete list of shows and other shows recorded. God bless you, and thank you for listening.